Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more brunching than crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Friday. Hey, live on a Wednesday. Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm excited to be back on another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And I slipped up and I accidentally said live on a Wednesday. That's my fault. I mean, live on a Friday and it's Wednesday. That's my fault. But, you know, sometimes we make mistakes. And live on a Friday, that just sounds crazy. You know, it's smoother. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, with all that being said, I'm excited to be here back on another episode. We're going to have a fire episode today. Hope y'all been liking the vlogs I've been putting out because I've been, it's hard work, you know, staying consistent with the content. A lot of shorts, just a lot, you know. I want y'all to see more than a podcast, and I want y'all to see that, you know, I really live this life that I preach about. And, we're going to talk about that in a second. But with all that being said, I need y'all to do one thing. If it is your first time watching, you're probably wondering, who is this guy? He got a blue shirt on. His headphones don't match. The couch don't match. The pillows don't match the blue shirt. Who is this guy with shades on inside in October? This guy is the host of the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. And I need the returners to hit the like button. I don't know if I need the first time watchers to hit the like button, but I need y'all to hit the like button. The returners to hit the like button. Playback gang need to hit the like button. And they also known as the PBG, the best playback gang on YouTube. Shout out to y'all. And listen, man, with all that being said, before we get in these comments and talk to the fan, listen, I had a moment today where I could have, see, Marty Fitt could have crashed out. But I'm maturing. I'm getting older. God's working on me, and I did not crash out. Listen, they tell you to be humble, and you should be humble. But the moment somebody tries to play with you, you need to talk your ish. Don't get it twisted, man. And I actually caught this moment on tape. The vlog will be dropping next week, so y'all will see it. I will be sure to remind y'all when the vlog is going to drop, because somebody tried to play with me and disrespect me. And all I got to say is this. Everybody trains differently. So the way you train, you do that. Don't come over to me and tell me I don't know how to train or question how I'm training, because at the end of the day, you don't do what I do. You don't train for what I train for. And I don't train for what you train for. let's keep High Rocks, D1 basketball, 5K in a couple weeks. Let's really have a talk about it. So anyway, before I get this show started, we're going to hop in here, talk to the fam, see what's going on, show some love, and then we're going to get this thing started. Man, Wicked Scorpion, welcome back to the show.
Oh, welcome to the show.
There you go. I saw BBW taking Wicked Scorpion shopping. Okay. Jay Sharp said he's back.
He's back!
Definitely back in the building. Marsha, what up? Machete, what up? Big Spider in the building. AI Marty got a job driving trucks. CDL Marty. AI Marty driving trucks. The government shut down. Spider-Mo seemed like the type of person to censor the word job. Hey, yo. Oh, man. Here y'all go back and forth. Low-T ain't got no job besides cracking BBWs. Y'all are crazy, bro. Unk almost crashed out and was about to... Whoa, that's crazy, bro.
No diddy, you know?
I love your blog content. Well, thank you, Marsha. Keep cooking. Thank you. What's good, fam? Mark Carter, what's going on? Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
And with all that being said, let's get this episode started. We got... I hate the big back trend, though, brother. I hate the big back trend. We'll see why this lady hates the big back trend. If you agree, feel free to let me know if you agree. I'm sure Marsha agrees. But if you disagree, feel free to let me know if you disagree. And make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's get this episode going, man.
Stupid fucking big back trend shit that's going on right now. Oh. Pisses me the fuck off. Every single time I see one of you guys post one of these fucking big back trend videos, or I see people laughing about it, all I can think is that I hope every single fat person in your life treats you like the fucking piece of shit that you are after this.
So because we point out someone is overweight, we deserve to get treated like S. But if we ever said we hope a big back gets treated like S, we would lose our job.
Nope.
We'd be canceled.
Nope.
We'd be banned from social media.
Nope.
But they can have that energy and we can't.
I hope they see you for what you're worth. I hope they see you making fun of fat people and like fat people just eat nonstop all the time. I hope they see you acting like that, and I hope they stop fucking with you. Cause they deserve better. This shit's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like you guys, you really is 2024. Y'all can't make better jokes. You're just gonna take low hanging fruit and make fun of people who have different.
Well, I hear jokes about all types of people. I hear jokes about broke people. I hear jokes about short people. Dudes with small D, people who don't smell good. I hear all types of jokes, but these jokes aren't okay. We could joke on everyone else, but we can't joke on them.
Body types than you. Like, you don't think that the people who are built like that wish that maybe they could have like a more socially acceptable body type?
I thought they were fat and happy, so I didn't think they wished that.
This shit pisses me off so bad.
If you fat and happy, why you care what somebody say about you?
What?
If you so fat and happy, why does someone talking about you being fat hurt your feelings? That's like someone saying, that's like someone making fun of me for being black. I like being black. You're not going to make me feel bad because I'm black. You're not going to make me feel bad because I'm a fitness coach. I like being a fitness coach. What's wrong with folks?
Because I know there's some little fucking kids crying and shit. There's some little girls out there crying tonight because you're talking.
And that's good. Now, do I want to see kids cry? Of course not. But kids have to learn that the world is harsh. And people will talk about you if you're overweight. That's just the reality. Kids do need to learn that. I think kids need to learn that, and kids will learn, hey, maybe I shouldn't be overweight. Maybe I should do something about this. What can I do as a kid? Maybe I need to play some sports. Maybe I need to eat clean. Maybe I don't want McDonald's. Kids need to learn that, because guess what? If you think adults are mean, kids are meaner.
What?
If you think kids aren't going to make fun of fat kids, you're out of your mind.
What?
Speaking of one right here, I got kicked out of kindergarten for that.
What?
No cap. Ask my mom.
Fucking talking about big bag people, and they can't help it. That's just how some people are built. And I'm sick of it, you guys. This one makes me just fucking sad.
Yeah, man.
Oh, brother, well, this guy stinks!
And unfortunately, in 2025, we still don't understand that, you know.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Being big, being overweight is caused from overconsumption. A lot of times you might not think you're eating that much food. Yeah, I don't eat that much. Whole time you ate 3,500, 4,000 calories in one day. You don't even know it, right? That's why we do this show. That's why education is key. But I think if people understood that it wasn't an accident, they understood it was from the sedentary lifestyle, it was from their choices, they wouldn't be so emotional and sensitive. But we have, you know, health magazines, we have Big Pharma lying to people, telling them that it's a disease and they can't do anything about it. Therefore, they feel like you're making fun of them being obese, like it's a disability, right? They think it's something they can't control. It's something they can't change. So you're making fun of a disabled person, a sick person, et cetera. But as we know on this show, that's totally not true. And hey, as long as time goes on, even with body positivity movement, even with more obesity encouragement, even with more, you know, the gym is toxic, the gym means you're a Republican, the gym, whatever they could say to make you not want to go to the gym, people are still going to make fun of fat people. So you can adapt. You can adapt, which is going to force you to make some changes, or you can stay the same and just accept it. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. I'm cooking y'all already. We cooking already. It's only the first video. And it's going to be a lot of cooking today. It's going to be a lot of cooking today. Where we at, man? Live on a Wednesday. Hey, she is mad that the president took her off the food stamps. Probably. She needs to take that kind of energy to the gym. She would make some great progress. And listen, man, they want to put all their energy towards the wrong things. They want to put their energy towards everything but the thing that'll make them lose weight and change their appearance, make it make sense. Ken Thousand, what up? Coach Pope Fitness, what up? She will be the first one in that free Ozempic line that comes with a free complimentary Black M. I don't know what Black Men M meant. Does that mean Black men? Black man? They wish they weren't so big, yet do everything in their power to avoid the gym.
What?
Every excuse not to go to the gym. Pisha Rogers, what's going on? Live on a Wednesday. Hey, I talked to Pisha today in the DM. She got to get back locked in. We got to get Pisha back locked in. So,
Don DeMarco.
I hope that Don DeMarco was for you. I hope this podcast gets you fired back up on your journey. I hate those future unemployed government workers that didn't re-rack their weights at Goals today. Stay out the noon crew unless you a stripper, sell plates, do illegal activities, or unemployed. But yo, been Playback Gang, always good shows. Ken C, appreciate you, man. With all that being said, make sure y'all hit that like button. Let's keep this thing going, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, that was the warm up. And listen, C. Marty Fitt, even if I get slandered on social media, even if they try to cancel me, even if they try to figure out where I work and call the job and try to get me fired, even if they send me all types of threats and call me ugly and talk about my mama and all this shit, it doesn't mean I'm not right. Now let's rewind to almost a year ago when I made the post about the Alabama State University Big Black Dance Team.
What
they call them, the plus size, whatever they call them, right? Let's rewind back to there. If you don't know, I made a post about Alabama State's dance team. They have a plus size dance team. Everyone praises them because they're big. You know how it goes, right? You can put it together. I start cooking their ass. They try to cancel me, whatever. Now, the announcer at Alabama State was introducing them, and let's see what happens. And let's see how the black community reacted to that.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Them, they're now the new face of Ozempic.
So if you didn't hear that, he said this is the new face of Ozempic.
Today, them, they're now the new face of Ozempic.
Okay, actually, this wasn't Alabama State. This was Florida A&M. My bad. Florida A&M, another HBCU. Band announcer under fire for making ill joke to Alabama. Oh, it was Alabama State. Alabama State's plus size dance, honeybees. That's what they call them, right? So it was Alabama State. So they called them the honeybees, and they're just a plus size dance team. And I told y'all, we got to stop allowing big back and everything. And we're gonna have another conversation about this later in the podcast. It's being normalized. But just because it's being normalized doesn't mean it aligns with common sense. It doesn't mean everyone's going to accept it. So people think that these girls are really doing something when, how do I not make this political? Fuck it. We get political. I mean, I'm not trying to get political today, but like these are basically, I'm not going to say that. But you're on the team not because of your talent. You're on the team literally because you're a big girl, right? You're probably not as talented as the actual dancers. You're probably not as talented as the actual dancers from the opposing school. But, people will rather be praised. They'll rather be pushed up the ladder instead of actually earning it. And that's what's wrong with society. That's how people become entitled. These big backs think that you ain't still supposed to make jokes about them. They don't think you're still supposed to encourage people to get fit and get healthy. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the comments. I already see somebody commented what I wanted to say, but we're going to get there. We're going to go through the comments and look at the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And we're going to look at how upset the black community is at it. So you see, this is the video right here. Let's take a scroll through the comments. What's wrong with my mouse? All right, mouse, get to working. There we go. All right. It's all fun and games, judging women's bodies till ED, erectile dysfunction, settles in. It's an inevitable punishment for unnecessary cruelness like this. No, it's not. That's punishment for a poor lifestyle.
Nope.
That's not punishment for making fun of big backs.
Big back activity.
That's not punishment for girls walking down the steps and all you hear is this. Guess who's going to be the new face of unemployment? Oh, I mean, if he get fired, he get fired. He was telling the truth. I'm not saying that's a good move or that was wise, but it's the truth. Bet his mama ain't no smaller. That's what they say to me every time. Then I tag my mom, and my mom is fitted in all these joints. Band plays, you about to lose your job and oldie but goodie. You see what race and demographic is in these comments.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Not to single out the black women, ladies, but look at how black women are defending this, and that just happens to be the most obese demographic in the country. I'm just saying. I mean, look, you blame everything but the mindsets, and y'all literally defending it. How uncalled for, however, it's always a man to hate on the women. Nope, fit women be doing the same thing to fat women. Don't get it twisted. It's a fact. Band culture announcers were rough during the 2000s during my band days, but they didn't ever go this far. Mind you, the Honeybees dance circles around some of these dance lines effortlessly. Okay. He needs to be fired. Disgusting behavior. These are college girls. They're adults. Most college students are 17 to 21, 18 to 22. They're adults. Years old. You're a grown man speaking on the bodies of college girls. Do better. They're grown women. They're getting cheeks clapped.
Nope.
They got boyfriends.
What?
They're drinking alcohol.
What?
They're at parties twerking.
What?
These are very much grown women. I don't like that shit. Where y'all try to make them seem like little innocent girls. These girls is not innocent. Have y'all been to college before? Have y'all been to an HBCU before? I've been to HBCU and PWI. These girls is not as innocent as you think. Not trying to be on some woman hate shit, but it's the truth. I'm not saying the men are innocent either or the men are any better, but these are college students. We know what happens.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In college, stop treating these women like little girls.
What?
Some of them probably got kids too. These are college. Oh, I read that. Tasteless. We're all community at the end of the day. So if we're all community, we should be able to criticize our community if we're all community. Another man hating women unprovoked. So he's gay. Not telling women that they're fat means you're straight. Remember that, guys. Okay, we learned something new today, guys. Remember. Anyway, y'all get the gist of it. But I feel bad for ladies because y'all aren't told the truth, unfortunately, and you're going to stay big because of it. So like I always tell y'all, you got to go against the grain. You got to go against the narrative if you want to change. You can't expect people to just accept that. You can't. At the end of the day, I know fat is becoming more and more normal. Unhealthy is becoming more and more normal. You're encouraged to do so, but it doesn't mean everybody's going to be on that train. All right. Science is science. Facts are facts. Excess fat is still toxins in your body. The more toxins you have in your body lead to preventable diseases. So you can stay fat if you want to. You can stay overweight if you want to. Keep saying that there's nothing you can do about it. Holla at me in 20 years. I hope them girls wake up one day. And shout out to that brother that kept it real with him. That wasn't a smart move to do that at work and lose your job if he did lose it. But it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got it.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
That shit is shit getting crazy out here, man. where we at in these comments, man? I started nursing school. That's why I slacked on my own fitness journey. Well, Pisha, we here. This is where we hold each other accountable. I'm here to kick you in the butt. The fam is here to kick you in the butt to get back going. I know nursing school ain't easy, but you're going to figure it out. Get back on track, just like I told you on Instagram. Yo, rocking with the new content, energetic KC. Appreciate you, brother. Marsha said, oh, snap. Let me know if y'all want me to do a video to that. Bro got banned for telling the truth. You know, telling the truth nowadays is demonized. It's demonized. DEI dancers. That's what I wanted to say. There we go.
DeMarco.
I didn't want to start it off, but hey, you said it. Especially in this political climate today, I just wanted to stay off politics. But we actually are going to get on politics today. So I thought y'all wanted bigger women to work out, dancers to work out, and burn as many calories. Are you undermining your podcast agenda? Okay, Marie. That little dance routine ain't doing shit.
Nope.
That little dance routine ain't increasing no metabolism. That little dance routine ain't building no muscle. It's going to burn calories, but them women going, they in college. They going out drinking and big backing, especially in Alabama. That food good as hell down there. Alabama, Mississippi, all that. I done been down there. That food good as hell. So, yes, it's great that they're dancing, but that's not going to do shit for them. Here goes Marie, the JD person who can't reason, who don't understand calories in, calories out, but you in a JD program. A DEI dancers. Marie is back for more. Yeah, Marie got cooked last episode. Marie, you got cooked last episode. You got cooked. You better come back stronger today. You better come. I already ain't crashed out on one person earlier. Don't be the crash out today, Marie. Don't be the crash out today. They were called honeybees. I thought they looked like buffalo bees. I thought they ate all the honey. Obesity causes ED in both men and women. Yes, women can get it too. Oh, that's crazy. Marie, they do a 5-minute run around and a jump, and they go to Popeye's for five four-piece chicken boxes. And I saw a video of them dancing, the Alabama State Honeybees, and they was literally in the bleacher sitting down. Like, it was be four of them dancing at a time doing their routine and shit. The other four sitting down. Then they stand up, do the routine, while the other four sitting down, then they right back. When the hell you see some fat ass, seen dancers sitting down?
Nope.
Oh, when I seen fat ass dancers, that's when. Don't forget strength training, Marie. Dancing alone doesn't cut it. Well, people don't understand the science behind strength training. They just think strength training makes you bulky. So you got to do a shit ton of cardio. P should get in that PhD.
I'm a PhD.
Welcome, Florida A&M band director to the noon crew. Hey, dog, shut up. Peach said, will do. Hey, I'm killing y'all already, man. Let's keep this thing going, man. So we had a conversation last week about a guy on one of those channels where they go around the street, they interview people, and the guy said he doesn't want a woman who's above 140. Now, everybody's entitled to their preference. If that's what he likes, that's what he likes, okay? If you're above 140 and you felt offended, I don't know why, because y'all still get dudes. According to y'all, y'all got all these guys, right? So there's a woman who's responding to the interview, and she said, weak-ass ninjas want a woman under 140. Only weak-ass ninjas want that. So let's check it out, and let's see what she has to say.
I wish a man would tell me I'm too big for him and that he only likes women 140 pounds and below.
Okay.
Now, I'm 175 pounds of motherfucking muscle.
Okay. Well, I didn't go to her page. I don't know if she's 175 pounds of muscle. But I call cap.
Stop the cap.
I call cap.
You don't get your weak ass on. Last time okay. I was 140 pounds was 8th grade. I got double D's, thick ass thighs, and a fat booty.
Okay, maybe you was just big in 8th grade, or maybe you were actually just muscle in 8th grade. That's totally fine. Why does he have to be a weak-ass ninja? That's like a woman saying, yeah, you know, I prefer a guy 5'10". Weak-ass B.
Nope.
Or a woman talking about, yeah, I prefer a guy who's stable. Weak-ass B.
Nope.
Yeah, I prefer a guy with a car who has transportation. Weak-ass B.
Nope.
I mean, that's literally the same logic. Literally the same logic, man. Preferences are a sin now.
140 pounds, nigga. What? Please, get on. Like, and my thing is, like, women carry weight differently. Like, oh, no, my God. I don't even think my body...
Yes, women do carry weight differently. But that's not an excuse to be... Well, she's not 200 pounds, but that's not an excuse to be 200 pounds.
Nope.
And maybe she is muscle, but the point I'm trying to make is women use this logic to be overweight. Women use this logic to let themselves go. Women use this logic to not make their health a priority, to not make fitness a priority. They use this same exact logic.
They can go even lower than 160, to be honest.
And a lot of women think they can't get lower than 160 or 170 or whatever that magical number is for them, when in fact you can. I'm not saying you should, you know, maybe you won't look, quote unquote, look right at that weight or under that weight. But the fact that women don't understand, hey, it can happen if you do X, Y, Z, but I'm deciding not to do X, Y, Z. you don't have to just be stuck at an overweight weight.
Like, weak ass nigga tell me he only want a bitch 140 pounds below.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
You better find somebody stronger, cause that's what brother. I'm going to do. 140.
So now women who are 140 are weak. Oh, I know plenty of women that's 140 in the gym that could throw that weight up. So now they're weak. Got you.
Last time I was that weight, I was a child. Like, what?
And now the pedophile allegations.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
A guy decides to have a preference that you don't fit. Now we're pedophiles. Now we're pedophiles. I mean, this conditioning in America never ceases to amaze me, man. It's always something. Women are the queens of preferences, but the moment a man has one, it's a problem. Fellas, and obviously, you know, fellas, I would expect you to be in shape if you have this preference. But fellas, if that's your preference, don't let no idiot bird brain make you feel bad about it.
Nope.
And ladies, stop hating. Go where you celebrated. Go where you loved. Y'all claim all these ninjas love thick and overweight and juicy. Why are you worried about a dude who don't want you? If a woman says, yeah, you know, I don't want a personal trainer. I don't really, you know, they around a lot of women. I don't really feel comfortable. Okay.
Nope.
Yeah, I hear black women all the time. Yeah, I don't really like black men.
Nope.
Okay. Bye. Go be happy. Go get a white dude. I hope y'all live happily ever after. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? And this is the thing. This body positivity movement has created everyone to be in victim mode. Everybody wants to be some type of victim. Everybody is offended at every fucking thing. Move on with your day. Do y'all not have shit to do? Are y'all not productive? I just don't understand it. But again, ladies projecting. And ladies, I love y'all. I love y'all. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco. This
shit is crazy. I came in with this busty, pouty-faced woman. That's crazy. That's the crazy first comment. Everyone's so salty. And a woman saying the N-word. Not attractive at all. I agree. Most people are not overweight with mostly muscles. Yep. Any male preference is a sin to women now, but this is a fitness podcast. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We can go there, man. No one cares if you don't like black dudes, lady. She reminds me of a wannabe reformed club bunny with bad homebody habits making gains on that couch. Is that what it is? I'm not knocking 140, but I can't do nothing with no Vizio butt joint.
Strike three, you're out.
Vizio butt. Yeah, you're out of here, buddy. See you next episode. Yeah, see you next episode. That's crazy, bro. Hey, man, y'all look crazy, bro. I'm gonna be honest, bro. I know I've seen joints 140. They might be like 5'2", 5'3", and they proportioned, got muscle. Y'all tripping, bro. Y'all act like if you're 140 and like 5'7", 5'8", then that's going to be that might be a Vizio butt. That might be a Vizio butt.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? But it's y'all tripping, man. Y'all tripping. But anyway, let's hit the like button. Let's keep this thing going, man. So we had some guys defending the girl. We got some simps online defending this girl. Let's check out Bart Simpson. And let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
Came on the podcast. Came in front of the man and said, oh, no, this girl got to be 140, 140 pounds. I say that now. Mm-hmm. Two things can be true at one time. You're looking for a needle in a haystack if you really believe that you can get a girl that's 140 in America. Let's keep it real. You got to get one of them skinny minis. Well, how can you?
So this is disrespectful right here. So he said you can't get any girl in America that's 140. So basically he's calling all women fat. And I'm being serious. It's not like he didn't say anything about muscle. He didn't say anything about being fit and being over 140. He just said, if you over one, it's hard to find a woman That's over 140. I see women 140 and under every day. This to me is disrespectful. And this is what men think about y'all, ladies. Men, it's so normalized that men expect y'all to be fat nowadays.
Can you sit right here and think that 140 is a good size for, I don't know. But like, when it comes to the whole thing of being overweight, we need to make sure overweight and proportions, all this stuff go in together. Because you can be overweight and your proportions is there. You can, like, that apply to men and women. If you're, I don't know. Y'all got some opinions and they seem kind of crazy.
So in other words, proportions, he's talking about ass, right? Again, men focusing on ass, not focusing on your health. Ladies, be careful of this.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Ladies, be careful with that. We got one more dude defending it, and let's check it out.
A lot of different strokes for different folks. Bro said he don't want anything over 140. Me personally, that's why I'm usually silent whenever these conversations arise, because I like my women kind of big,
I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
And you're totally fine with your preference, but again, we prove it on this show. You do stuff like this, ladies have no incentive to get fit. No incentive to get healthy.
Nope.
We prove it on the show.
I want to be able to sleep on something, you feel me? You know that trend where girls be like, told him I'm thick, and then he was like, oh, slim thick, and then they be like, holy airball, and then they be like, thick. Hey, sometimes even Chuck, I be like, I want to know your name. What's your name, baby? Hey, am I wildin'?
Oh, brother, yeah. This guy stinks!
You're absolutely wildin'. And if you remember, you know, if you were here on those episodes, the trend we were talking about, it would be a girl who, you know, she'll show a picture of her face and she'll be like, you said I'm thick. Oh, holy airball, I am thick. And then she'd be obese, but her ass fat and she got a cute face and dudes in the comments simping. This is the culture we live in. We just saw with the Alabama honeybees. We're seeing it now. Ladies, don't fall for the trap. Y'all are literally encouraged to be obese. And that's why the numbers are where they are. It's not because of hormones, right? It's not because you have kids. Women have been having kids for centuries. You're literally encouraged to stay fat. And just go against the grain. Don't listen to that shit. Guys, stop being ignorant. All right? And it is what it is. It's cooked out here. America's cooked. And with all that being said, let's keep this episode going. Bart looks kind of chunky. He wants company. Yeah. You also got to look at the guy saying it, too. She's not going to bend you over, bro. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy. He's chunky and can't even talk right. Can't articulate a sentence. No, he can't. Why is it always some street black dude that wants fat women?
Big back activity.
I don't know what it is, man. Live on a Wednesday. Hey, live on a Wednesday. Remy, what up? What's up, Fit Fam? Live on a Wednesday. Hey, slaving at the hospital. I'll be watching this later when I'm finishing notes. Appreciate that, Ronif. And Ronif, leave a comment so we know that you actually did watch it. Leave a comment so we know that you did watch it, because a lot of y'all be like, yeah, playback gang. Don't come back and watch the playback gang. So now I need proof of the playback gang. Everybody, playback gang, hit the like button and leave a comment. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. And let's keep this thing going. They just came home from the feds and need a place to stay, but them chunky government workers about to be noon crew.
Nope.
Ronif has my respect. Absolutely, Ronif has my respect too. Why are you wearing shades indoors? Because I feel like it. Marie? Because I feel like it. I feel good with shades on. I could take the shades off too. I'm handsome. It is what it is. It don't matter. I could do the podcast either way. But if you want the real reason why I wear shades, because I'm looking at the camera, I'm looking here, and it looks unprofessional if I'm like this when I want to be. I want it. A lot of times you don't know what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the screen right now, but you can't tell. Marie, since you had to know, since you got a PhD.
I'm a PhD.
You got a PhD and a JD.
I'm a PhD.
But don't know SHIT.
I'm a PhD.
Keep trying to fuck with me.
I'm a PhD.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, you taking an L?
I'm a PhD.
Run up in chains. Hey, go ahead, bro. Marie, because why not? Marie wants you to take your sunglasses off so she can see your eyes. I guess. I downloaded a couple old episodes for my flight yesterday. Even your old videos crack me up.
Yo,
I do have... Appreciate that, Remy. Yo, I got endless episodes. I was at the other apartment. Then I've rearranged that. I got episodes in the car. I did stuff outside. I got endless episodes, bro. I think I even got some episodes from Cali on here. I got a couple episodes in Cali when I was living out there. So you know, I've been on the ground for a minute, man. Going to leave a comment on all the past lives I'll be watching. I'll be blowing your notifications up. Please do that. See, Marty's so cool, so he wears shades. He's mysterious. Appreciate that, Marsha. He wears shades because he wants to, and he's cool with it. Marie hating. Marie definitely be... I think Marie's... Is Marie James Coppola? I think Marie's James Coppola. Because James Coppola added me on Threads the other day. Why are you adding me on Threads after? What kind of man blocks someone, then unblocks them to add them? Like, bro, come on, man. Come on, bro. Grow up, grow up here, James Coppola.
Nope.
Grow up here, man. Then the finger polish, the nail polish guy was talking shit the other day. Come on, man. Why are the groupies coming for me after I asked a simple question? Anyway, we're going to get a little political here. This is about fitness. I don't want to get political right now unless Marie says some stupid shit or something. You know, believe what you want politically. Everybody has the right to their opinion. But we got Pete Hegseth basically changing the rules for the troops. And they're making some new appearance rules for guys in the military. And he's basically saying there's too many fat people in the military. I know Brown Baldy like this one. He reached out to me. But let's check it out, man.
It all starts with physical fitness and appearance. If the Secretary of War can do regular hard PT, so can every member of our joint force.
And that's a guy who's leading by example. If he's doing it, why can't the rest of the troops do it?
Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations or really any formation and see fat troops.
Facts.
Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon.
And the body positivity movement doesn't belong everywhere. This has nothing to do if you like Trump's policies, if you dislike them. It has nothing to do with that, right? The leaders in our country or the representatives of our country should be fit. They should be in shape. They should be disciplined. I don't recall seeing troops from other countries big back
activity.
I don't recall seeing troops from other countries looking like they sound like this when it's time for war or it's time for formation. So I'm 100% with this.
And leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are. And that's why today, at my direction, the era of unprofessional appearance is over.
I agree.
No more beardos.
Now, I don't care for the beard rule, you know, even though I just recently cut mine. I don't care for that. I know a lot of guys upset about that. I would be upset about that, too, especially as a black man. You know, that's That's what we do. So I would be mad at that shit too. But that, like I said, we're not here to talk about that.
The era of rampant and ridiculous shaving profiles is done. Simply put, if you do not meet the male level physical standards for combat positions, cannot pass a PT test, or don't want to shave and look professional, it's time for a new position.
I agree with this, man. And I just, you know, I don't understand how one, as a man, you got a pair of balls. I don't know how you don't pause on that. I don't know how you don't like the fact that there's some type of standard. And you don't care about yourself, and you don't care about other men fitting that standard as well. And we set the tone. The ladies follow. I know ladies don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. If we're sitting here fat and out of shape, that's why the ladies fat and out of shape. But back to the military topic. You know, a lot of the guys that disagree, because I made a post on it. A lot of the guys that disagree with me were out of shape themselves. Specifically, an out of shape trainer was mad at my post at this, who was also mad at my post about James Coppola. This guy, I don't want to give any more details because he's going to figure out I was talking about him on the podcast, but this one guy who's out of shape, was who could barely do a pull-up, was in my comments, I mean, in my DM, writing a paragraph. In my DM, mad at this. Why are you mad that people have to be held to a fitness standard? Our U.S. troops should not be outdone by, if you go to a commercial gym, you can find women in there in their 30s, 40s, and 50s that can outdo our fat-ass troops. Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Where's the standard? Where's the expectations? Then everyone says, oh, well, Trump ain't in shape. Trump is like 80 years old, 81 years old. When have you ever in your life said, oh, yeah, that 81-year-old need to get in shape? You want to say that for your grandpa, grandmother, great-grandpa, great-grandmother. Again, whether Trump is fat or not, which he is a little bit fat, it has nothing to do with the troops being out of shape. You want to compare your standard to an 80-year-old man. That's why this country fat as fuck.
What?
What kind of sense does that make?
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Well, the troops could be fat because this 80-year-old guy is fat.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Grow a pair of nuts. How about that? How about that? I mean, this country is pitiful. The excuses to be out of shape. The encouragement to be out of shape. And we act like these numbers that we have are surprising. Oh, no, it's a lie. No. The numbers are the numbers because look at the way we fucking act. Look at how people are in rebellion every time we talk about getting in shape. Shit is pitiful. You're a grown-ass man. Step your shit up. Step your game up. Damn. Grown-ass man. Can't do 10 pull-ups. Grown-ass man. Can't do 30 push-ups. And you worried about, well, the president's fat, so I could be fat.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
You 50 years younger than the president. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Then on my post, somebody talking about, are you in the military? What the fuck are you talking about?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
What does me being in the military have to do with me pointing out that there's a low standard in the military and we got all these fat ass troops? The body positivity movement has reached the military, the U.S. military, the strongest unit in the fucking world. We're fat.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
I'm sick of this shit in America, bro. I'm sick of it. We got to take our health and fitness seriously, man. Keep that shit out the military. Golly, bro, y'all are embarrassing. Other countries laugh at us.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Low testosterone ass men. And of course, if the men fat, it's going to be a whole bunch of fat women in the military too. I'm seeing fat women of every race in the military. Black, white, Hispanic. It's crazy, man. And this is, I'm not being political right now. I mean, I'm seeing dudes. I saw a fitness advocate, a trainer he was clearly a Democrat, which, bro, I don't give a fuck what your political stance is. I don't care. But you're a Democrat. You're in the gym deadlifting 400, 500 pounds and disagreeing with this? You're literally fit. You just want to disagree with it because the dude is rocking with Trump. Like, y'all are fucking retarded. We're denying science and regular and simple facts because someone aligns with the president you don't like. Who cares if you don't like the president? Facts are facts. These troops need to be in shape. Man, y'all are crazy, bro. It's ridiculous out here, man. America's cooked, man. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Dom DeMarco, Marco. Where we at in these comments, man? Some folks just like being masochists. I don't know. I don't even know what that is. Edwick, it's not by choice. I had to complete 46 weeks of elective labor to qualify for graduation. Free. You told us it's free labor, Ronif. If you don't like the heat, stay out the kitchen. Marie, don't forget, on your first debut, you called everyone peasants. Yeah, Marie was talking crazy in here. Physical fitness is absolutely important. Yep. I've been there. She worked. Okay. About damn time. Too much big backing for too damn long in our armed forces.
Big back activity.
It's crazy out here, man. I'm assuming they can use a trimmer. Using a razor is going to make you have razor bumps. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely ways to avoid razor bumps. But, I mean, the beard thing sucks. But, again, grow a pair. Keep your coffee black, no cream sugar. Stay away from the free sugary snacks. Let her know. Schooler, Marsha. Work out as soon as I get off the hospital. I need to stay fit in case I ever have to give CPR. Absolutely. Running late, live on a Wednesday. Mike Hawkins, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Pizza, pasta, burgers. I'm pretty sure they think I'm weird because one of the residents asked me if I ever eat. But 4 more weeks and I can go back to Palm Beach. Okay. All right, Ronald, see you next time. CPR is a workout. Strength training helps tremendously. Okay. Marsha, I don't know about that. A Diddy apostle who likes pain. That's crazy. Enjoys pain and pain inflicted on themselves. All right. Well, learned a new word today. Anyway, it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's keep this thing going. Hit the like button, man. Dom DeMarco. Hit the like button. We have women shaming a guy who got in shape. The guy went on a fitness journey and got shredded, and we're going to see the response from women. Navy and Vizio Yams. Bro, shut up.
Strike three, you're out.
What's wrong with this guy, man? Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check it out.
Hello.
Today we have Ollie Murs with a 12-week transformation. What a fantastic job he did. I mean, look at the shape he got into. Amazing. But not everyone thought so. No. The maggots thought different. Let's see the comment.
Let's check it
so
out.
So the Daily Mail, you know, the rag wheel.
So the Daily Mail made an article about his transformation. It says, bad luck, Ollie. Women prefer your, huggable dad bod to the muscles you got in the gym. Huggable dad bod. Huggable dad bod. So we get on the men for shaming women when they get a transformation in the gym. But ladies, y'all literally do the same shit. This is fucking pitiful. And it just shows that when you go on a transformation, people will be intimidated by you. And they're going to feel some type of way.
We all used to wipe our hole with posted this. Bad luck, Ollie. Women prefer your huggable dad bod to the muscles you got in the gym. Can you imagine if they said this about a female? How fucking offensive is that to put in 12 weeks of work, hard work, because it's not easy getting the shape to be slated like that in the paper. And all because this little one here by Molly Clayton, you little cunt. Now, Molly, you should know better than that. When someone is trying to better their life or become more healthy, you should be more supportive than that. On that note, come here. Closer. Stop being a cunt.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Hey, bro, that was actually funny as shit. But, it just comes with the territory, man. You know, we talked about it. We talk about it all the time. You know, you want to level up, you're going to have people that try to reel you back in. You know, it's not just in the black community. The white people do it, too. It's not just the men doing it to the women. It's the women doing it to the men. It's unfortunate, but that's the world we live in. And you got to know this because it's easy to get thrown off your game, man. It's easy to get thrown off your game. You know, you like, damn, the women don't like it? Oh, man, I gotta go back to my old body. Nah, bro, it's going to be a woman who appreciate it. You know, the men don't like this? Oh, I got to go back to my old body. It's going to be a man who appreciate it, man. And as you level up, you need to, you know, find a way to surround yourself around people with an elevated mindset. You know, I had some shit happen today. You know, I referenced in the beginning of the podcast, and I'm just like, that's, you know what? This is my environment. You know, I need to remove myself from this environment. It's going to take some time before I can remove completely. But this is the shit that you got to deal with when you're in this type of environment with these type of mindsets. So I just accept it now. I expect it, and I move accordingly. But because some people just have one way of thinking, and it's an ignorant way of thinking. They're not open to anything else. And it's cool. You don't have to be like that. But it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. I'm just here to educate, entertain. And that's why this is the coolest, coldest, dopest, illest fitness podcast out. That looks like a bulking body, not a dad body. Yeah, he was in shape already. And they're going to say it was more huggable. When in reality, they probably, a lot of women probably thought he was too in shape for them in the first bod. Before the 12-week challenge started. Most women don't like super shredded men. It sounds like y'all men wanted him. Which, if that's the case, shoot your shot. We love a Clark Kent looking guy. And there we go, the Diddy allegations. And this right here is this is why I don't believe you're in the JD program. Because your ability to reason stinks, right? You jump to buzzwords, you jump to name calling, and that's why I think you're James Coppola. I don't even think you're a woman behind this account. When did I ever say anything? When have I ever encouraged men on this podcast to get super shredded? I'm not even super shredded. When have I ever said anything about super shredded? I'm not sure. And if you and guess what? Most women don't like super shredded men. You know why? Because most women are fat as fuck. Most women are fat, so of course they don't want a shredded man. These fat women gonna get what they could get. That's why. So that's not a diss to the guy. That's cool. Sure, I'm sure he's shredded. I'm sure he wants something fit. And you probably don't fit in his standards, Marie.
Nope.
Marie, you're getting cooked. You're getting cooked real bad. A Diddy allegation is never a winner. You're never going to cook somebody with a Diddy allegation. That's probably the worst insult you can go to. If you throw a Diddy allegation out, then you're admitting that you lost. You're admitting that you have nothing better to say. That's the default throwing the towel. Oh, yeah, I'm cooked. Diddy allegation.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Make it make sense, bro. I love the UK folks. I love the UK folks, too, but I don't love the UK dude that was talking shit the other day. Marie Clark Kent is muscular and looks more like his after photo. Exactly. That was stupid, Marie.
Nope.
Marie, you're cooked.
I'm a PhD.
Marie, you're cooked. I didn't even realize that.
Got him.
Marie, hit the showers. You're done for the day.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're cooked. Hit the showers. I would hate for Marie to be my lawyer. I plead the fifth. Yeah, Marie is, never mind. I'm going to chill. Now, Marie, what are you talking about? Yeah, Marie's cooked. T. Garnett, what's going on, bro? Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Marie, go outside, cut me a switch. Facts. Go outside, cut me a switch right quick, Marie. Then come back in the house real quick with the switch. I'm definitely not shredded at all. I got a small gut, but like once a week, I get a comment about how jacked I am. Yeah, man, it's about being fit, man. It's about being fit. See, Marty has never promoted the shredded look or extreme bodybuilding. He's just about being as healthy as you can. That's all it is, man. That's it. You know, I want to promote a healthier lifestyle. Because guess what? I ain't going to lie. I indulge in the bullshit sometimes from time to time. But I tell you, I'm getting that workout in. I'm drinking my water. I got this. I had a gallon today on top of this. I'm doing my thing, man. I'm getting the cardio in. I'm getting ready for the 5K. I'm getting ready for I got a goal next year I'm trying to reach that I'm working on. So, hey, you know, let's get it. Oh, brother. I'm confused why you think I would use my peak intelligence that got me in a JD program for this podcast. A doctor wouldn't use anatomical language with the average person. They wouldn't understand. Right. So, well, you might need to use it because you'd be saying some dumb shit on here.
Nope.
You'd be saying some stupid shit. Now, you might be book smart. You might be able to retain information. You might be able to read, memorize, and take a test and do well. And that's great. I'm happy for you. But that does not equal reasoning in real life. Just because you could take a test and pass does not mean you have the ability to reason in real life. Trust me. I'm around enough educated idiots to have seen it in real life. Trust me. Marie just sounds like a bored troll. I don't want to be shredded anyway, just lean. A lot of gay dudes do like looking at pics of videos of other men shredded in their underwear like some Diddy Juniors. I wouldn't know about that, so hey, you know, I'll take your word for it. Marie, so you dropped your intelligence for a podcast. Yeah, most people, if you're intelligent, you'll be intelligent wherever you go. You're not just going to be like, yeah, I'm not going to be intelligent. I'm just going to say dumb shit, but I'm really intelligent when I get off the podcast.
Nope.
No, you're probably an idiot in real life, too.
Nope.
I'm not shredded, but I'm already strong, bro. Mike, you love that video, bro. For someone with peak intelligence, you seem very preoccupied. Perhaps you should read War and Peace and call it a night. Respectful. You should know about that, Chris. They're called bodybuilders. Hey, man, what we got next? Are we going to finish the show with Tony Fine talking that shit, cooking? I wonder, Marie, so Marie's allegedly a black woman. I wonder how you feel about Tony Fine, if you're still here. Let's see how you feel about this black woman who has the same mindset that I have when it comes to weight loss and health and fitness. Let's see what Marie thinks. Marie, hope you're still here.
Evil Coco Jones. I love her. I'll take it. She's a nice girl. What if he likes me fat? Oh, he a narcissist. Am I able to eat good fried chicken on my meal plan? No, you've had enough fried chicken. And so did all the rest of the people in your family. Right. And it didn't end up well for them. So slow down. Is your meal plan tasty? No. It tastes like a flat stomach, a chiseled jawline, and no back rolls. That's what the meal plan tastes like.
Mm. Facts.
Delicious. Do you ever eat at Wingstop? No, I don't want to look like Rick Ross. Is heavy bones a thing? No, unless you're a dinosaur. Can you go from 158 to 110 in about 3 months? You can't. What if I'm an actual picky eater? Then you wouldn't be so big. You keep saying you're a picky eater. Why? How are you so large? If you're so particular about food, how'd you get so big? You're not a picky eater. You just don't like tomatoes on your Chick-fil-A sandwich. That doesn't make you a picky eater. It will fall out. Kilo, those triceps you got. Chef's kiss. Your profile photo is amazing.
Hey, yo. No, that was crazy. That was actually, that whole video was crazy. She wild for that. That's crazy. But anyway, man. Shout out to her, man. I love her, man. We're gonna have to link up. We're gonna have to link up. And I told you, man, it's some people asking me to link and get some content. We just ain't work it out yet. We working it out, but I'm stay tuned, man. See, Marty gonna get there, man. See, Marty is gonna get there. To your credit, I'm surprised you know about the different types of intelligence. Oh, brother. Your brain may not be all dumbbells after all. Oh, brother. I don't know if that was a jab at me. Like, I'm educated, so I don't know why the fuck. A lot of people see my content, and I'm so direct and straight to the point. A lot of people just think I'm not educated. Like, I'm educated. I went to great schools. You know, I was able to get my whole school paid for. I didn't pay a dime for college. Like, I'm educated, bro. I just happen to go into fitness and be someone who tells the fucking truth. That's it. Tony Kukoc, you're out of here, brother. We're not going to do that to Tony Fine.
Strike three, you're out.
You're not going to do that to Tony Fine. Love her. Rick Ross. Why'd you say Rick Ross, Marsha? Damn, she need to do that again with her. Yeah, bro. Yeah, you're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
This is a fitness podcast. We're not gonna do that. Bet Tony look like Gilly if she take that wig off. You're out of here too.
Strike three, you're out.
Tony Fine's body is not tea. Tony Fine's body is not tea. Marie, I tell women this all the time. If you're going to say that, you have to show your body. I'm never going to say that someone is not decked or someone is not strong or they're not built and they have a better physique than me. So what you're saying, it only read a couple words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words. And whatever whatever else you're gonna say is complete bullshit because you have yet to show your body. Drop your Instagram in here. Drop your Instagram in here. And she's ghetto and puts nervous system on edge. So a black woman who talks like your average black woman, who's speaking about fitness, who's triggering people, now you call her ghetto. Question: do you think Jasmine Crockett's ghetto? Do you think Jasmine Crockett's ghetto? Or a black woman that you agree with? I'm assuming you agree with Jasmine Crockett. Maybe you don't. Any black woman you agree with who sounds like a black woman, do you think they're ghetto? Because Tony Fine articulates herself pretty well. But I don't think I've never heard you call Sexy Red or Cardi B ghetto. Tony Fine acts nothing like that. You're not coming in here and slandering Tony Fine, and you're not coming in here slandering black women. As much as I talk about black women, I'm not going to slander a black woman who's out here doing great work and helping other black women get better. That's what we're not about to do. Marie, I don't think you understand. Like, I really do this. This is live. This isn't pre-recorded. This is live. I'm cooking. I'm cooking Marie every episode. Marie, I'm undefeated versus Marie. I'm undefeated versus Marie. There's this explosion of women with bodies and no one wants trying to partake in the mean gym girl culture. What are you talking? Marie.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Marie, educated people can be direct. That makes no sense. But people think that if you're soft and coddly, then you're educated. They don't think you could be educated and just straight to the point. Yeah, fat. Out of shape. Excess fat, toxins in your body. They don't think that. Not enough protein. Toxic. Not drinking enough water. Toxic. You know what I'm saying? Hey, don't come for C. Marty like that. Hey, it's cool. P-Shirt, we ain't worried about that. That's the last thing we worried about. Her joke about not wanting to look like Rick. Oh, yeah, she did say that. Marie probably built like Optimus Prime. Marie built like a refrigerator. Marie built like that morbidly obese girl that they tried to cancel me over that called herself a personal trainer. Marie built like Pillsbury Doughboy. Marie built like Michelin Man. Marie built like the purple thing from McDonald's. You get the toy and the Happy Meal. rebuilt like. Oh, facts. If you can't show your body, then shut up. I ain't never heard her say ax instead of ask or say the N-word. Thank you. Thank you. Marie might look like Gorlock the Destroyer. Talking trash is their way to get noticed. Bored troll. It's cool, bro. It's cool, but I love it. Marie is making the show great. Marie makes the show better. Marie, I appreciate you. I love it. I love it. I love it, Marie. Good job. Yes, black women need to rebrand. That ghetto persona keeps us back. Other communities wouldn't allow Sexy Red a platform. You don't know my beliefs at all. I don't know your beliefs. That's why I prefaced it. I said, hey, I actually don't know who you like and dislike. But I agree that black women do need a rebrand. I do agree. I don't think that Toni Fine fits in that brand of ghetto black women. That right there is insane. Out of all the black women you could talk about, out of all the black women who fit in there, I don't know why you throw Toni Fine in there. That's just wild and disrespectful. She's doing great work. She's helping women get healthier. The most obese demographic, she's helping them get healthier. But she's ghetto. She's ghetto. Okay. I saw a woman built like Optimus Prime just tonight at Pizza Hut. The Grimace Shake from MC. Yeah. From McDonald's. Yeah, the Grimace Shake. Yeah. That guy. Why y'all want to see my body so bad? Y'all don't got girlfriends? Let me guess. Involuntary celibate. Oh, brother. That joke. Stinks. That joke sucked. We want to see your body because you're going here talking shit. Not because we can't see a woman's body in real life. You're talking shit like you bomb. So we want to see if you bomb. And the fact that you haven't dropped your Instagram just lets us know that you're not bomb. We know for a fact. It's okay. And don't no baddie, fit baddie at that, not want to show that body off. Because if you in the gym putting it work, I wish a ninja would be like, oh yeah, see Marty, fat as hell. Okay. All right. Bet. But we know we know the real deal. Toni Fine doesn't present ghetto at all. Exactly. Hateration. Marie, oh brother, you can't just talk negatively without backing it up. Yeah, but we're the peasants. Hey, man, and I'm keeping it mild. Understand that. I'm keeping it mild right now because I really could cook your dumb ass if I really wanted to, but that's not what we're here for. We here to... This is a family show. We're all a family. All right? You're not going to come in here and fuck up the family vibe, Marie. All right? Okay, we ain't gonna get too crazy, cause yeah, I could go there. I really could go there, and I don't even know you like that, and I still could cook you more than what I'm cooking you. But anyway, with all that being said, another fire episode on the Less Brunches More Crunches podcast. Get her, Mike. Marie, not calling you a man, but you're not that guy.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me, you're not that guy.
Okay. I think Marie.
Absolutely.
I think Marie's James Coppola. If it's James Coppola, what up, James Coppola? James Coppola on here posing as a black woman. James Coppola, they better not find out that you're Marie. I better not find out that you're Marie, because it's over for you, buddy. James not worried about you. If James wasn't worried about me, why did James unblock me just to comment at me? Four days ago. Why? If you're not worried about me and you got all these followers, why'd you unblock me just to comment at me? He needs to stay in his lane because this is going to get crazy. The next time, because it was about to get crazy on my mama. Shout out moms. It was about to get crazy. And then he blocked me and I just let it go. Then he just unblocked me to talk shit last Saturday. I have the receipts. Because you put negativity in the fitness community. No, Fat Trainers put negativity in the fitness community. Marie, you worry about James. That would be a bit ass move to be posing as a woman. I don't put it past him. He wear wigs in his skits. Anyway, appreciate y'all on another episode of the Less Crunches, More Crunches podcast. What's up, Marty, man? They running RO ads on your live. The disrespect is real. What's that? Is that the Roe Sparks shit? Is that what you're talking about? The male enhancement drug? Hey, whatever. It's whatever money come through now. I can't filter the ads. But anyway, man, appreciate y'all. Go ahead, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. And subscribe to the page where you're watching right now. Less Munches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Go ahead, subscribe there. You know, you can listen to that in the car while you're working out. If you don't want to pull it up on YouTube, I think I got ads on the Apple Podcast now too. But anyway, man, cop some gear, lessbunchesmorecrunches.com, or you can cop the gear directly from the videos on my YouTube. And I just launched my social media management company. So if you have some trouble posting your content, coming up with content ideas, go ahead, holler at me, man. I'm working on something special. I think it's dope. I got people already interested, which is super dope. Thankful for that. And if you're interested in training, losing body fat, building some muscle, go ahead and holler at your boy, man. And we'll be live again on Friday. It's Wednesday, right? We'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And you know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We'll get these last comments. GLP, Oh, that's a GLP one. Okay. Fat trainers carry their emotional baggage to the gym floor. Hit the damn like button, man. Hey, y'all know what it is, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next episode. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button, smash that subscribe button, and you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media, see Marty Fit on every platform, Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts, and do me a favor, cop some gear, Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness, and you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.